Did you ever in your days way back when in the state Senate and House think that you would become a United States Senator? Was that a goal of yours?
No, it never was. In fact, I've always said when people talk about term limits, they should really talk about a person before that person is qualified to run for the Congress, either house, should have to live in this real world for at least 10 years and make a legitimate living to know how tough it is on the outside. We have too many people who've gone straight from the fraternity house to Congress. So if there's a problem, what do? Just regulate it more. So I've often said that you should have to be beat up by the bureaucracy for at least 10 years before you can run. In my case, it was 20 years. And it was evident when I got there initially to the House how few people would ever work for the living. More today, a larger percentage than used to.
So then,
I didn't have any idea. You know, I ran for the state legislature. That's a part-time job. Never did a full-time job until I ran for the United States Congress, because there are always part-time jobs. Even Mayor of Tulsa was. So I enjoyed being in the real world, competing at the same time, part-time political position.
Does it bother you when you see people who are posing as conservative? You know they're really not, but they're posing to get elected. I think you kind of referred to this earlier. And then you're dealing with them. Does that cause you a problem?
Let me share with you. There's a person that was a very, very liberal person. It's Mike Sinar. Mike Sinar is deceased now. I like Mike Sinar. He was a very, very liberal person. I mean, he admitted he enjoyed being liberal. He was an honest liberal. One time I said, you know, Mike, how can you vote for these things and still be from Oklahoma? He said, it's easy. You vote liberal and your press release conservative. Well, he's being honest with that. Because I can name names in the United States Senate of very liberal Democrats who you never hear anything except conservatives step back home. Look what's happening, and I won't mention it because the 2014 election will be coming up. There are quite a few senators that you read about every day that are Democrat incumbent senators who are trying to paint themselves as conservatives back home because they're from states that are called red states. Now, here's the fallacy in that argument. The majority determines who is the leadership. So if you want Nancy Pelosi to lead the United States House of Representatives, you want to send a majority of Democrats in. But the Democrats who oppose as conservatives back home, you have to ask them this question. Who are you going to vote for to be the Speaker of the House? And they have to say Nancy Pelosi or a liberal Democrat. So, yeah, there are a lot of them out there that follow that theory. And while it's interesting, and this is a good thing to pose to a lot of the students and people that consider themselves as students of politics, there are a lot of them who vote liberal and press release conservative. I don't know of one, nor can I remember of one in the history of the time I've been there, who votes conservative and press releases liberal.